Good day, everyone. I am Derin Mary Thomas. I am a postdoctoral researcher at L.V. Prasad Eye Institute, India. Today, I'll be presenting to you my postdoctoral research carried out at Stony Brook University at Professor Fisher's lab. Today, I'll be discussing with you the importance of body size on cesium uptake in the marine organisms. So why cesium uptake is very important? After the Fukushima nuclear accident in 2011, large amount of radioactive materials were released into the atmosphere and also to the Pacific Ocean. This includes radioactive iodine, radioactive cesium and radioactive tellurium. Among these, cesium is very important because of its long half-life, that is 30 years, and its potential effect on the human health. The field data collected by the scientists after the Fukushima accident disclosed high level of cesium concentration in the marine organisms. We also know that the major route of cesium accumulation in small prey organisms are through the seawater. But the cesium uptake in these prey organisms based on their body size is limited. So, the aim of the study is to understand the influence of body size on cesium uptake by the marine organisms. Next is how we conducted the study. We have chosen 7 marine organisms belonging to different taxa and varying body size. These organisms are commonly found in the coastal waters everywhere, including Fukushima. And this can be consumed by human beings through the food chain directly or indirectly by consuming their predator fishes. The study organism include grass shrimp with the largest body size of 2.5 cm. And the smallest organism in our experiment was a zooplankton with a body length of 0.05 cm. We also chose fish larvae, snail larvae, amphipods and mycid shrimps with a body size ranging from 0.05 cm to 2.5 cm. To study the uptake of cesium from water, all these organisms were allowed to grow separately in filtered seawater, radio labeled with 8 kilobecquerel of cesium for 3 days. The uptake was determined experimentally by radio tracer techniques using a gamma detector at definite time intervals. After the uptake of cesium, the release of cesium from the body was detected for 5 days in non-radioactive labeled seawater. All the experiments include control treatments with unlabeled seawater with the same number of organisms. This was used to correct the total background cesium concentration in all the species and was always found to be undetectable. We got some fascinating results after the experiment. Figure 1 at the upper right presents the cesium uptake from water in these organisms. The x-axis denotes the body size represented by surface volume ratio and the representative image of the organism based on their body size. Y-axis is the concentration factor of cesium in these organisms. This is a semi-log graph, and the cesium concentration factors among these 7 species were inversely related to the animal size and positively related to the surface volume ratio of the animal bodies. The concentration factors were highest in the smallest animal, that is the marine copepod, and smallest in the larger organism, which is the grass shrimp. These values of concentration factors were equivalent to the field data collected from the same organisms from the Fukushima field study. This linear relationship among the species demonstrates that the body dimensions of the animals are correlated with the cesium uptake from the aqueous phase among the marine prey organisms. Table 1 represents the uptake and release of cesium in the marine prey species. You can see that the largest uptake rate constant was observed in the marine zooplankton, that is 0.1 liter per gram per day, and the lowest uptake rate constant was observed in Snail larvae, that is 0.002 liter per gram per day. The release of caesium ranges from 40% per day in the copepods and 5% to 10% in the larger organisms. From this study, the take-home message is that caesium accumulation increases in smaller-sized organisms and decreases in the larger body-sized organisms. This suggests that caesium sorption to the reactive sites on the animal surfaces determines the uptake of caesium. Thank you all for your kind attention, and I will be happy to answer your questions.